Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we're making our way through downtown, walking fast, driving fast.
Making my way downtown, driving fast, stealing a safe in New Mexico.
I think it's Brazil.
Yeah, it's Brazil. Yeah.
Leave a like, please. Because, yeah, we're doing more Fast and Furious movies. This is...
the good one.
Very clearly the good one, right?
I mean, I still have some notes, obviously.
Good notes?
Yeah, I think they're good.
Okay.
Well taken.
Sure.
Well dictated to my secretary.
I love how it opens up directly where the previous one finishes, and Paul Walker just rolls that bus.
Yeah.
But they do have that news report where they're like, that cop rolled that bus. It's a miracle that nobody died.
Nobody died and we recaptured all the rapists. So it's fine. That bus full of all the people going to the maximum security facility, getting 25 to life, well, then we got them back. So don't worry, they're not just immediately going to run out and do more crimes. Don't worry about it. Also, I know Brian is like the second best driver in the world.
Sure.
But there is no way you could flip a bus with a car and the car would be basically fine.
You say no way, and yet he did.
That is a great point.
Yeah, that he made against you.
That's right, yes. The car just stops. And the bus just flips over it and he's like, job well done.
Yeah, I did that.
Crack the rear windscreen though.
Yeah, I did that and I meant it. I bet even him, if you cut to like the inside of the car, he'd be like, oh shit, I didn't know. I didn't know that would happen.
Hey, good plan, Brian. You plan to stop it with your car? Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, and it worked too. Yeah, wasn't a one in a billion chance I'd survive that. Knew it'd work. Don't you try it, though. You might have too much fun.
I like, again, that this is two mates for a little bit until they reintroduce the team, because obviously we've seen a lot of these people before. But that Brian and Dom relationship, it's locked in stone at this point.
Yes.
You cannot be separating these fellas.
That's right.
They're naming their kids after each other. They be hugging. They be barbecuing. This is it, mate. This is a lock. I also think what this movie does...
kissing each other's cars.
Yeah.
I assume.
I think also what this does well is stakes in terms of like emotional stakes, family stakes, being prego. That's a big thing.
That's
if
a
you
big
want
stake.
Stakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. I also like how it delves into their fathers. They stand, you know, across from each other and they go, my dad was great. And it's like, well, my dad wasn't great. I don't know if I'm going to be a good dad. And the other one's like...
can we still be family? Even though one of our dads was great and one of our dads wasn't great? I think so. I think that's okay.
Terrific stuff all around. Just everything about this franchise is so clearly elevated at this point.
And this is the one, I think, as well, where they decided, okay, maybe underground car racing isn't as relatable for everybody in the world, but maybe a fun, just an action heist is fun.
Exactly.
And people love that, you know?
They completely cut out a race in this because they're like, we need to win some cars.
We did it! And we did it on purpose. It wasn't an accident that... potentially would have killed everyone. We did it on purpose. Again, God, we're good.
Don't you try. You'll have too much fun. Yeah. And another thing this does so well, and I think I'd just forgotten.
Okay.
The Rock is perfectly used in this movie. Exceptional.
Yeah.
Really great.
And I also think in this movie, he has a genuine, like, adversarial chemistry with Vin Diesel.
Yes.
And I'm wondering at what point that transformed from on-screen adversaries to real-life adversaries. Like, was it in place already and that's why we feel it on the screen now?
Yeah.
Or were they, like, having a great time and then it transformed over the course of a few more movies? I get maybe when we watch the next couple, we will see it
figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was that point maybe where he was going to kill him with a wrench and he didn't, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Should have killed him.
Yes. I would have respected you more, Vin, if you'd killed me on set in real life with a wrench. But you didn't. Weak move. Beta cuck move. Vin Diesel, the actor.
Man, and The Rock, he's going so hard in this the entire time.
Yeah. The moment where Dom thinks he's going to escape by leaping across the rooftops, and then you just see Hobbs just smash through the window. It doesn't even feel like he's doing a stunt. It's just like that's how he goes. That's how he goes in and out of rooms. Just in his day-to-day life, he just tumbles through the nearest window.
I noticed also...
Oh, and Vin has that look of like, oh, jeez. Didn't see that coming.
We're exactly the same height and strength. I've never seen that before. He's so sweaty also. Mm. I don't know if you noticed, but often after an action scene, or not even, he's pouring with sweat. Mm. And I feel like he's not in later movies, right?
Yeah.
I don't know whether he gets his cardio up or whatever's happening there.
He's still quite oily in subsequent movies.
Sure, yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But the sweat, you're right, is not as prevalent, I think.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the heist? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, before we get to that, just the face-off energy and chemistry between those two. Mm-hmm. This is Brazil.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I mean, that's exceptional. Yeah. And that fight between him and The Rock, it doesn't feel like they feel now in these franchises where they get, you know, two big action stars going against each other and they have to get the same number of punches and whatever because somebody wins definitively
that's
at
right.
the end and we just don't
the
get
viewers,
that.
The viewers, the audience.
That's right, because we're having a good old time. Yeah, but the heist element of this.
Well, look, if I had one criticism of this movie, it's at the initial heist, the initial thing that gets them all into a spot of bother, that classic Fast and Furious family spot of bother.
Sure.
Is that Brian and Mia and Dom agree to work with this unknown element and they're going to steal some cars off a train. Simple job. Sell the cars, get out of there. And then Dom hears one of the guys, one of the new guys in Spanish say, "We actually want that car the most." And he's like, "Well, we better steal that car then." Why? Like, we as the audience know it's because the cars are going to the big bad guy.
Sure,
but they don't know. They're there to make some money.
Yeah.
But Dom has to be like, "No, actually, let's steal this car and get a bunch of DEA agents killed." And then have the blame laid on us, and then the cops are after us, and also the bad guys are after us.
Yeah.
Just give him the cars. Just let him have the cars. Why do you want the car so much?
He's a troublemaker. He's a bad boy,
Mason.
That's
true, he is.
Can't really argue with that element.
Is it because that was the coolest car? I think kind of maybe
it probably was, yeah.
Well, you can't have the coolest car.
Yeah.
You clearly want it because you want to go to one of those street races and stand around and all the girls are going to dance with their bums out. They're bum dancers. And I want that. I want more of that, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to take it. Just let them have it. Look, we know as the audience that probably what would happen is if they presented him with the bad guy with the cars, he would have killed them all or whatever.
Yeah.
But
they don't know that.
They don't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, other than that.
Yeah, other than that, whatever. Hmm. I think the action in this also, it does that perfect tightrope of it's believable ish.
Mm.
Like, and a lot of it feels more practical than, say, driving down the side of a dam.
Yeah, again, you know? In the scene at the start where they Vin has to catch Brian on the top of his car and then get out of the way of the bridge before the train goes over it, and then they have to jump into that. Like, obviously, there's a lot of, you know, visual effects attached to that, but that looks so good, that
sequence. Yeah, it really does.
So good.
And a lot of it is practical. Like, they crashed the truck into the train, and, like, a lot of that is very real. I also think there's some other stuff that we see, which is...
Movies are real.
Movies. Some of the movies are real. Just ask Tom Cruise. There's some other stuff in this which also feels real and different, like the foot chase, like across the rooftops.
Mm.
Like that's something different interesting, you know?
Imagine men using their feet for anything other than pushing down on those accelerators, you know?
I can't even imagine that, right? Mason. Yeah, until this movie, obviously. Mm. Now, I know you like this normally in a movie as well.
Yes.
I mean, I don't like to put words in your mouth. I actually do that quite a bit.
You do it a lot and I'm mad about it.
No, Mason, I do it a lot and you're happy with it.
Oh, yeah.
There's an Ocean's 11 style, like, assembling of the team.
That's right. We got to get Roman.
Yep.
We got to get Tej. We got to get those two other guys. You know, the two guys?
The two other guys.
We got to get the two guys. We got to get Han.
Yeah.
We got to get Gal Gadot.
That's right.
Mia's here already.
Yeah, she's been here the whole time.
Yeah, she's been here the whole time.
And she's Prego.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, nice.
That's part of this as
that's
well.
That's cool.
But I think these movies fall into the trap later of you can only kind of assemble a team so many times because now when movies start, they're already a team for whatever they need to do, steal a diamond that can unlock a laser from space or whatever they're doing now. I don't know. But now it's just like, here's the team. And I don't know, John Cena's in at this time or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Like this element of assembling a team. I think maybe the movie should have pivoted to something else by this point. Oh. I know this is like a criticism of like later movies.
Like they purchase a sporting franchise of some kind.
Just something like that.
Like a failing franchise. They have to get it, you know. They have to use the principles of family and togetherness to have them win the grand final. That's right. They've purchased an Australian rules football team.
Which one?
Port Power.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Gold Coast Suns? Somebody that needs the help. I don't know.
Yes. You know what I think also is interesting about bringing back, say, former cast members?
Oh, yes.
Like Tyrese. I'd love to track, speaking of tracking, like, people's journey through this.
Oh, you could put a tracking device on Tyrese Gibson. That's sure. Right.
I want to track his ludicrousness and not his relationship with Ludacris. Mm. I mean, when does this...
You want to track Tyrese's ludicrousness?
Yeah. Mm. Like, how silly he gets. Because it becomes a point in these movies where he's... He does the joke dumb stuff.
Mm, yeah.
But it's not here yet.
No.
But they sow the seeds of it. When does it happen for real?
I think the moment is at the end of the movie, if we can skip forward briefly, where he thinks he's bought the most expensive exclusive car in the world and then Ted just has another one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think something cracks in his brain. It's just like, well, I can't be the car guy, but I'll be the goofy guy. What do I have left? What's my identity?
But I do love that he's kind of terrible already because his one job is to put a box in a police station and he just fumbles it so badly. I mean, he does it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
But he does it in the most awkward roundabout way. Like he shows up with Brian's badge.
That's Brian's fault though, honestly.
Well, that's, isn't it?
It should be like, hey, just before you go in, realize that this has Caucasian on it. Maybe cover that bit with your thumb.
Yeah. Or send Brian.
Send Brian.
Nobody recognizes Brian at this point, yeah. You know?
And then what does Roman have to do?
It's a great point. That's a really
great point.
Yeah. So what do you think of the bad guy in this, though?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Arturo?
Yeah. Mm. I feel like at this point, like...
Oh, your question is, does the fact that he is some sort of has some sort of massive criminal enterprise, does that overshadow the fact that he seems to be doing nice things in his community generally?
Well, do you think the people of Brazil prefer this guy who I guess mostly stays out of people's way and talks about how like he does a lot of charity and that in the community? Do they prefer that or do they prefer the lunatics who drag a fucking safe through the center of town, just through it, people's like workplaces and shops and
various
cars,
fruit stands and so forth? Yes, that's right.
They killed like 400 people dragging that safe, Mason.
Do you think anybody, Mythbusters, I think, was over by at this point. But do you think anybody's ever tested, like, weighed down a safe and put it behind two cars to see if, like, the momentum of the cars will overcome the massive inertia and friction of, like, a 10-ton safe being sat on a road?
Well, I know they tested it in one of the later Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Does that is true. Does that help?
That helps a lot, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I know they did a lot of it for real, but the safe that they used had, like, wheels on the bottom or whatever, so you could, you know, and all of that.
Oh, yes.
So it could be something.
And it was made of foam rubber.
Yeah, and it was made of foam rubber,
like a foam rubber pirate hat.
That's right, yeah.
It's all linked together.
Yeah. You know what I do like about this heist, though? Mm-hmm. They just have to get something from a grubby building. Whereas now it's like a laser nuclear nanomite facility where you've got to drop a drone through a skylight.
It's in the middle of the Arctic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's more interesting just having a real place.
Agreed.
Yeah.
A real place that is absolutely swimming in poo. if I may, if I could just...
Are you talking about the bit where that guy gets toilet water blasted up his ass?
Yes, I do. And if I may, I'd just like to... Just a brief segue into guys in this movie who might potentially be out for revenge in a sequel.
Ooh.
Or might be on the team next time.
Ooh.
And there's two, I think. If you can think of any other examples, that would be great.
I choose Jason Momoa, who retroactively is in this movie.
That's good.
Do you have some other examples?
But otherwise, that it would be the cop on the police station toilet that exploded.
Yep.
He'll be back, right?
Yep.
Either he'll be like, "You ruined my life," or he'll be like, "I respect that all that toilet water went up my bum and I'm on the team. What do you need? I've got some toilet water up there if you need to distract any guards or have them slip over or anything."
That really cleared me out,
that's
actually.
That's right. It gave me a real sense of clarity, and I think that's beautiful. And also the train employee whose access card Brian and Mia steal, who definitely got fired.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was a lot of chaos in the end, and they were just like, we don't know. We don't know how they got in or what happened.
That guy doesn't have the access card. He must have killed those DEA agents. Get him. Throw him off the train.
I do like how the heist just ends up being a smash and grab, though. Just run in, grab the thing, run out.
Do you think that was always in the script? Or do you think that the script writers were like, okay, and then they get they have to build this course and they have to run these cars through it, and somebody went, there's no way that would actually work.
Yeah.
They just had to go, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just run it and grab it, I reckon. It does that thing that the Italian Job remake did. You know, they have to practice running a course and whatever.
Yeah.
Talked about that movie if anybody's interested. But that safe drag, just to get back to that, my God. Like, what a good idea and what a beautifully executed sequence. Just incredible.
I agree.
Just the carnage, the destruction, the timing of it. You do kind of feel the weight of the safe, you know. It doesn't feel like a
CGI 3D object.
Yeah, which obviously it is for a lot of it, but it's great. And
it's because they had the time, presumably, to put it together and make it look real.
Exactly.
Or they at least acknowledged the intelligence of the audience and went, if it looks fake, people will know it feels fake. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They'll spot it.
I even love the old switcheroo that they do in the middle. Well, of course, I love the thing that they do in the movie, which means that they win at the thing. That's great. But also, I'd completely forgotten that The Rock just straight up, just point blank, executes the bad guy.
Right.
Which really, like, Jason Momoa should be going after him,
right?
If anything.
But then he'd have to go into the Hobbs and Shaw parallel universe.
Yeah, you're right.
It's probably beyond his capabilities.
There's probably a vortex he could drop into, Mason.
Yeah, probably.
It would be fine. I also like how they end up leaving, because they lose a member of the team, one of the guys from the first movie, and I like how they end up leaving his family just an enormous fridge-sized pile of cash.
Right.
What an awkward thing to hide and use.
And people can probably just see it through the window. Yeah. And you're going to take that to the bank.
How'd they get it in there, like, without people knowing? Presumably with a car. I don't know. Mm. But, yeah, that's really good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe not the best way to leave somebody a large sum of money is all I'm saying. Do you know what Brian, though, should do with his share?
What's that?
His $10 million.
Go on.
Get a new T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, you reckon?
Absolutely.
He has a couple of T-shirts.
Grub. Just a grub, Mason.
I think they fit him very well also.
No, I'm not saying no problems with the fit.
Okay.
I'm saying...
They're dirty.
Clean your shirt, man. Because it's... There's a point in this movie where he puts on a T-shirt and he doesn't take it off. And it's very noticeable.
Mm. Also, I think, don't at the end of the movie they just go back to their safe house with the safe?
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be the perfect place for it, given that it is a safe house.
Yeah.
But Hobbs was there. He knows.
He doesn't care.
Okay, great.
When he was like, I'll give you a head start, he means that I'm just not interested in this anymore.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
I think that's what he means. He had
I'm going back to my main love, paperwork, which I love.
That's right,
actually.
Yeah. Speaking of love, Mason, the Han and Giselle chemistry is very good.
Agreed.
And it's way better than the chemistry.
I mean, it's not more important than road safety. I think Giselle should probably be in her seat with a seatbelt on as opposed to in his lap at the end.
You know what? I'm going to veto that. I'm going to say it is more important than road safety.
Wow.
And it's very clear that these two have way more chemistry than she does with Dominic Toretto.
Mm.
Like that's an odd thing that I forgot happened. It doesn't feel real.
So if we're doing chemistry power rankings, how are we doing this? So we've got Giselle and Han.
Yep.
Then where do we put Brian and Mia? Where do they go?
I would say you'd go Brian and Dom.
Yes.
Then you'd go Brian and Mia.
And then what about Dom and Hobbs?
I think then you'd put those two blokes.
Yep.
You know, those two odd blokes and we're just always doing a fun thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those guys. Love those guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Dom and The Rock.
Yeah.
That's adversarial. So does that go higher?
Still pretty steady.
It's certainly compelling.
Yeah, I think that goes in the top, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we'll put that at the top.
And then Dom in his car.
Yes. At the very, very top.
Very top. Oh, and then that guy who's all the water went up his bum. That's way up the top. And, that's very intimate.
And the water?
Yep, him in the water.
And the dirty toilet water.
That's right, way up the top. Very intimate.
I also love how this becomes a recurring thing. They keep pushing back Han's death.
Yeah.
Where he's like, maybe I'll go to Tokyo. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Not yet, though. I reckon I got another movie in me. Oh, and Letty's alive. She's like, hello, I'm alive.
Mm.
Or whatever. Or this, there's a photo of me in this movie. Should we do some green trivia, though?
Yes, let's do that.
Should we include the guy who shouts Rodney?
Yes.
Good. The role of Hobbs was originally envisioned for Tommy Lee Jones.
Ooh.
According to Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson was brought into Fast Five because of a fan suggestion from a girl named Jan Kelly, who said she would love to see the two work together on screen. They were clearly just...
Hey, my name's Jan Kelly. It's The Rock. Hey, my name's Jan Kelly. I think The Rock should be part of this multi-billion-dollar franchise. I'm Jan Kelly or something.
Look, I already hijacked the Journey to the Center of the Earth franchise. I'm looking to hijack another franchise. I mean, Jan Kelly thinks that The Rock should hijack another franchise.
Okay, but Tommy Lee...
You got a G.I. Joe movie for me? I'll do the sequel.
I'll do it. That's right. I'll hijack any franchise. That's interesting because Tommy Lee Jones, of course, was the U.S. Marshal in The Fugitive and U.S. Marshal.
Exactly.
Would you put him in the same universe?
That's exactly what it seems like they would have been going for. But can you imagine Tommy Lee Jones chasing Vin Diesel across a rooftop?
Nope, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Speaking of Vin Diesel,
mm-hmm.
he certainly earned his money on this particular movie, Mason, because he made $15 million
Ooh.
From it.
Ooh!
And during an on-set interview for Fast and Furious 6, which we'll of course be talking about next week, Michelle Rodriguez revealed that she didn't know about the twist ending to Fast 5, that being that Letty was alive, until she saw it for herself in theatres.
Uh-oh.
Love that twist, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be surprising if you're watching a movie, then at the end it's like, you're in the next movie.
You're technically in this one too.
That could happen to anybody.
That's true.
That's why I go to the movies. That's
just
the only reason.
Yeah,
I don't care about anything else.
Mm.
Just, I want to know, am I in the next one? Put me in a Journey to the Center of the Earth franchise, Mason.
Oh my God, yes.
Let me hijack the Jumanji sequels, just like The Rock did. Let me, Mason.
Yeah.
Anyways, huge success this one. The biggest easily by far, with a budget of $125 million, which now seems quaint.
Doesn't it, though?
Compared to what we're getting. The box office return worldwide was $626 million.
Oh, goodness.
Not quite a $1 billion franchise yet.
Uh-oh.
But that will be rectified soon. Mm. Just like that guy was rectified on that toilet,
That's
Mason.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you reckon he was lifted into the air?
Yes. Probably wrecked him for life, James.
Sure. Anyways, if you would like to see us discuss Fast 6, whatever it's, Furious 6?
Six.
Yeah.
But six Fs.
Six Fs.
Just called
I fell asleep on my keyboard. You can actually head over to bigsandwich.co where these always go up early.
That's right.
If you are interested. And in addition to that, there's bonus movie commentaries. There's other podcasts.
I love other podcasts.
There's...
I mean, that we make.
Yeah, sure.
It's not like you can find... We're on all of them.
Yeah, we're on
so
all
if you're
of
not
them.
Into that, you're out of luck.
Yeah. There's video game Let's Plays
That's
that
right.
we do all exclusively. Or if you do want to check out our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, that comes out every Monday. We talk the movie of the week and news and whatever, whatever. It also has got its own YouTube channel and Spotify and whatever, et cetera, and so forth.
You can listen to it if you want.
God, I mean, these are... These are good. I forgot.
Yeah, right?
I just forgot, Mason.
Put that on the poster, I reckon. You could be at the end of the next one being like, these are good. I forgot. I'm in this.
I love that. Anyways, thanks, everybody.
Not this one, though.
Nah.
Not 10 or 11.
Nah. Anyways, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you to Ben and Lawrence for the edit.
Thank you, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.